Alexandra Schellenberg and Jürgen Langer work in the Albertinum storage depot, and they have a very varied working day.
Also, es geht eigentlich von Transporten.
We have a wide range of duties, from transporting artworks, physically moving artworks from A to B inside the museum, to packing, examining and appraising, as well as communicating with logistics companies and our restoration workshops in the Albertinum. But we're also responsible for general organization and desk work. Keeping records up to date is crucial, and all the changes affecting the artworks have to be documented in various lists or in databases. A mixed bag, I'd say.
Ja, man muss auch mit sagen, dass man viel Betreuung.
That's right, and also, well, I'd say, for instance, a big part is also looking after scholars, scientists and academics working on their projects. I have to prepare the artworks and provide access to them. So, of course, I have to know where things are and what things we have. The Albertinum has several storage depots, one of them high up in the air.
Wenn man im Lichthof steht und nach oben schaut, dann
if you're in the atrium and look up, what you can see just looks like a simple ceiling. But above that ceiling is, as it were, the first floor of our storage depot. This facility, which runs over the atrium's entire length and breadth, is for paintings. The second floor above it is home to our restoration workshops.
The depot over the atrium is known as the Ark. It was constructed after the River Elbe broke its banks in 2002 and the water swept into the town.
Da sind ja wirklich viele Depots, die im Keller waren, regelrecht.
Many storage depots in the cellar were completely flooded. So afterwards the big question was, what can we do? Where can we locate our new depots? Or, given the proximity to the Elbe, and from here you can actually see it, how can we protect ourselves against similar floods in the future?
There was an architectural competition.
Ja, das Architektenteam, was da gewonnen hat.
Yes, the team of architects that won the competition had the idea of an ark constructed over our atrium, which had originally been open.
With its limited load-bearing capacity, the Ark only stores paintings. The sculptures aren't stored there, since some of them are extremely heavy.